So a dear friend of ours went on her first ASP trip when she was in 10th grade, and she went the 7th week of the summer. So it was the last week ASP volunteers had been working on a home in Appalachia. And at the beginning of the summer, before volunteers showed up, the home was just one room. And the family was a mom, a dad, and two boys. And they were all sleeping in that one room. They were all eating in that one room. They had an outhouse. They didn't have any plumbing. This is just in West Virginia, not far away. They didn't have any plumbing. They didn't have a kitchen. They had one plug in their house that they used a little stovetop to cook on. And every night they'd roll out mats on the floor and they'd go to sleep. In the morning they'd roll their mats back up. That was the beginning of the summer. And at the end of the summer, after ASP volunteers had been in the mountains working on their home, the family had a house. They had a kitchen. They had two bedrooms, a bedroom for mom and dad and a bedroom for the boys. And they had a bathroom in their home. And our friend Casey, she was on that last week doing all the finishing touches on the home with her youth group. And the last day, they decided, since now they had bedrooms, maybe they should have beds. So her youth group got together and got beds for the family. And she was in there and then they got sheets and pillows and pillowcases. And she was in the back room getting the little boy's room all ready to go. And she was putting a pillowcase on a pillow. And the little boy came running in from outside, and he looked up at her as she was putting the pillowcase on, and he said, "What is that?" And she said, "It's a pillow." And he said, "Well, what's it for?" Because he had just been sleeping on a mat his whole life. And she said, "It's a safe place to lay your head at night." And he ran over and put his head down, and he looked up at her and said, "Oh, it's so soft." And Casey said, but that moment changed her little 10th grade heart. The rest of her life changed because her parents sent her on an ASP trip, because her church believed in the work of ASP enough to send her on an ASP trip. She carries that little boy and his family's story with her everywhere she goes. And I believe and I know that that little boy carries Casey with her, with him, everywhere he goes, because she opened her heart to the work of ASP, that little boy's life was changed forever. He now has a bedroom and a kitchen and somewhere to go to the bathroom inside. But most importantly, that little boy has seen God's love in action. And that is the miracle of ASP. It's a double-sided miracle. Everybody wins. So this is a song that I wrote for Casey, but it's for everybody who has been on an ASP trip or who has prayed or who has supported the work of ASP in this church. This is "I Still Carry You." Thank you so much for what you give.